Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 26 of our 40 Days of Teshuvah audio prayer based on our book, 40 Days of Teshuvah. We are praying for that Yahweh would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. During this time, just prior to Rosh Hashanah, we say particular Psalms during this time. So I'm going to read Psalm 17 and then Psalm 85. A prayer of David. Hear, Adonai, a just plea. Listen to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips with no deceit. From your presence comes my vindication. Your eyes see what is right. You have examined my heart. You searched me at night. Though you test me, you find nothing. I resolved that my mouth will not sin. As for the deeds of mankind, by the word of your lips, I have kept out of the ways of the violent. My steps have kept on your paths. My feet have not slipped. I called upon you, O God, for you will answer me. Incline your ear to me, hear my speech. Be wonderful with your loving kindness, O Savior of those taking refuge at your right hand, for those rising up against them. Protect me like the pupil of the eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who attack me, my enemies who surround me. Their callous hearts they shut tight, and with their mouths they speak proudly. Our steps are now surrounded. They set their eyes to throw us down to the ground. Like a lion eager to tear to pieces, like a young lion crouching in cover. Arise, Adonai, confront him. Make him bow down. Deliver my soul from the wicked with your sword. From men with your hand, Adonai. From men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their belly with your treasure with plenty of children and leave their surplus to their children. I in righteousness will behold your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with your likeness. Adonai, will you favor your land? Will you restore Jacob from captivity? This is Psalm 85. Will you bear away your people's iniquity? Will you pardon all their sins? Selah. Will you withdraw all your wrath? Will you turn from your burning anger? Restore us, O God of our salvation, and renounce your indignation with us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger from generation to generation? Will you not revive us again, so your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God, Adonai, will say, for he will speak shalom to his people and to his kedoshim. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, so that glory may dwell in our land. Loving kindness and truth meet together. Righteousness and shalom kiss each other. Truth will spring up from the earth, and justice will look down from heaven. Yes, Adonai will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness is going before him and prepares a way for his feet. El Het Prayer. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua, and to be conformed to his image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is a time to do spiritual house cleaning. Number 27, for the sin we have sinned before you through haughtiness, arrogance. The definition of haughtiness from Webster's 1828 dictionary. Haughtiness, the quality of being haughty, pride mingled with some degree of contempt for others, arrogance. Isaiah 2:11, the lofty looks of man shall be humbled, and the haughtiness of men shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. When you look up scriptures referring to haughtiness, it always refers to those who are rebellious against God and his ways and contempt for his people. Jeremiah 48:29, we have heard the pride of Moab. He is exceeding proud, his loftiness and his arrogance and his pride and the haughtiness of his heart. Haughtiness is a form of pride as well. Proverbs 8:13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Proverbs 13:10, only by pride comes contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Proverbs 14:3, in the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So what is the cure for haughtiness, arrogance, and pride? Humility. Definition of humility? Yeshua. Philippians 2:8, and being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yaakov or James 4:10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. 1 Peter 5:5, likewise you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yes, all of you be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Matthew 18:4, whoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. To walk in humility is to die to self, or the me, syndrome. Self-conceit, self-righteousness, self-exaltation, self-consciousness, self-pity, self-destruction, self-centeredness. Matthew 23:11 and 12, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he shall humble himself shall be exalted. 28, for the mistakes we can make before you by being arrogant. The trait of Torah uses to describe Moses is the humblest man. Humility is a key to spiritual growth because it allows us to make room in our life for other people and for God. Ask yourself, have I made others feel lowly in order to raise myself higher? Do I dress and speak in a way that draws attention to self? When walking through a door, do I usually go first or let others go first? A prayer to walk in humility. Father, I clothe myself with humility as the garb of a servant so that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from me. I renounce pride and arrogance. Father, you give grace to the humble. Therefore, I humble myself under your mighty hand that in due time you may exalt me. In the name of Yeshua, I cast the whole of my care, all my anxieties, worries, concerns for my future, once and for all on you, for you care for me affectionately and care about me watchfully. I expect a life of victory and awesome deeds because my actions are done on behalf of a spirit humbly submitted to your truth and righteousness. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I refuse to be wise in my own eyes, but I choose to fear you and shun evil. This will bring health to my body and nourishment to my bones. Father, I humble myself and submit to your word that speaks, exposes, sifts, analyzes, and judges the very thoughts and purposes of my heart. I test my own actions so that I might have appropriate self-esteem without comparing myself to anyone else. The security of your guidance will allow me to carry my own load with energy and confidence. I listen carefully and hear what is being said to me. I incline my ear to wisdom and apply my heart to understanding and insight. Humility and fear of you bring wealth and honor in life. Father, I hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. As one of your chosen people, holy and dearly loved, I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I bear with others and forgive whatever grievances I have against anyone. I forgive as you forgave me. And over all these virtues I put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I let the peace of Messiah Yeshua rule in my heart, and I am thankful for your grace and the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Father, may your will be done on earth, in my life, as it is in heaven. In Yeshua's name, Amen.